Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
That's right. There is no stopping you now. You are on the move. And this is Coach Lalisa, and now you are on All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we welcome our exciting guest and audience to the show. Today is Friday, and you know what that means? That means you get to call in and shamelessly promote your business, and that could be a product or service. You may have a nonprofit business. You may have a stay-at-home business, or as we call it, work from home. And let me tell you, a lot of people today in these days are starting businesses that they can work from home. And there's a new and exciting area of business that you might want to look in. It is definitely one of our very hot entrepreneurial opportunities. And we'll be talking more about that next week. So definitely make sure you tune in to find out more about that. So we're going to be calling that our hot entrepreneurial opportunities, and we're going to tell you about other opportunities for entrepreneurship for those individuals who are wondering, I wonder what business I should go into. So if you're saying to yourself, I wonder what business I should go into, well, we're going to give you some different suggestions about businesses that are up and coming and that are doing quite well. So definitely stay tuned and tune in for that. But if you tuned in today, welcome to the show. If you go back and listen to the archives, and we do encourage everyone to go back and listen to the archives, hear about the different businesses that people are starting. Hear about the businesses people are starting. Hear about the businesses people are in. You know, it's better if we work together, if we collectively support each other, if we collectively pray for one another's success, because your success ultimately means success for me. So I'm excited to be bringing people onto the broadcast to talk about their business. Now, I haven't gotten the word out about the broadcast as much as I will be. So So for some of you know that I am campaigning and running for town council right here in Hillside, New Jersey. And the more I get out there and talk to people and let people know about the broadcast, and so we will be expecting more people to tune in to the show. Also to my business students. I do have business students every semester, and the semester just started in September. So we're just now getting to the private business ownership section next week. So next week, when we get to the private business ownership section, I will then tell them about the broadcast, all about entrepreneurs, and again, expecting to pick up some more audience that way. So we are excited. So make sure you stay tuned, get ready for all the wonderful and new things that are going to be happening. So if you're ready, I'm ready. I am ready, ready, ready. If you're ready to call in and tell us about your business, you can do so. The number 347-945-7991. And all you would need to do is hit your number one key. When I see that your hand is raised, I will definitely bring you on the air. And as we are in between people calling in to tell us all about their business, I will be talking to you about some of the wonderful things that are happening as it relates to business. So definitely for those of you who are attending college, make sure, and even if you're not attending college, if you have a business, you should definitely be plugged in to the college wherever you live. Okay, so wherever you live, there should be either a community college, or there should be a four-year institution somewhere in close proximity to where you live, and you should be connected with them. They have a business. Every college, just about, unless it's like the Fashion Institute or, you know, maybe some colleges like that, but every single college should have a business department, and most, if not all of them, do, okay? And what you can do is go there, make sure that you tap into it, all right? Make sure you tap into this college at wherever you live, and then tap into their business department, tap into the programs and services that they offer in their business department. And what else can you do? You can also make sure that if they have any events, that you attend those events, right? You can also make sure that you participate in, they may have some workshops, some other training that's all about entrepreneurs, and these things will help you. And the other best part of it would be if you are near that college or around that college, then you should definitely consider the very fact that you can go there and end up networking with people. It's a great way to meet new people. So definitely make sure that you check out your local colleges. And here's another tip that I'll throw in for free. I'm throwing in this tip for free. Try colleges that are not in your local area, okay? Try colleges that may be 10 miles away, 20 miles away, even 50 miles away, even 100 miles away. Now, yes, a lot of times colleges do want to work with very local businesses. However, that's not going to stop you from contacting them, all right? And contacting other states. There's colleges in every state in the United States. And guess what? There are colleges around the world. Now, I know you knew that, but I'm just saying, sometimes we don't think broad enough. We don't think big enough. Our mindset is very, sometimes we're, very small when we minded, when we start thinking about our businesses. But what we want to do here on All About Entrepreneurs, one of the things that we want to be known for is that we expanded your knowledge, we expanded your mindset as it relates to entrepreneurship and your business. One of the ways that we brand ourselves here at All About Entrepreneurs and Coach Lalisa, things that I do, is to expand your base, expand your knowledge, expand your reach. Get out of your box, stretch yourself, get beyond your comfort zone. And, really, if you really want to be successful, you have to do these things. These are the only people that are really successful are the people who stretch themselves beyond their comfort zone. And one week I did an entire show just focusing on stepping outside of your comfort zone and how living in that box, living in your comfort zone, how that is hurting you, how that's hurting your business, and ultimately is hurting others. Because when we, in this type of economy that we're in, right, we have something operating, the invisible hand, and that concept says that, well, even before that concept, but it just says that the type of economy that we're in says that when you help yourself, you automatically help others. So when you seek to expand your business, don't just focus on you. It's not just about what you're doing. You're actually helping other people. For instance, when you're ready to expand your business, I don't care if it's a network marketing company, multi-level marketing, direct sales, a bakery, a daycare center, it really doesn't matter. But when you get ready to expand, it's a little noise outside there picking up trash. Can you believe it? Well, don't they know this is a radio studio here? Well, here's the thing. When you get ready to pick up, I was going to say pick up trash. When you get ready to expand your business, you have to add someone else. You're going to need to hire another person or bring another team member on your team. And the moment you do that, now you've achieved what I was just talking about. You've now helped someone else. The moment you do that, it's instant, automatic. You see, so you are seeking to expand so that you can do more of what you do and what you would love doing. And in the meantime, and because of that, you had to bring on someone else and you just instantly helped someone else and you helped that household. Not only did you help that household and that person, but that person now is in a position to impact the lives of others. So, excuse me. So when, in other words, in our economy, the way it works is that, so when you hire someone or partner with someone, bring someone on so that you can expand, the only way to expand is you're going to need help. So, and so by you doing that, you've increased that person's household. Now that person now has the means to impact others. So when you bring someone on, you've increased their household finances, they're going to take that money typically and place it somewhere, whether they spend it with another business, whether they save it with a bank, but that money is going to go somewhere. They're going to pay taxes and all those things. So that concept right there, just imagine that multiplied over and over and over and over. So therefore, in the type of economy that we're in, I'll say it again, by you expanding, which means you're doing something for yourself, you're wanting a bigger business, more revenue, therefore hopefully leading to more profits. When you do that, when you're ready to expand, you have to add another person or persons to your business. It's very hard to expand when it's just you, because there's only one of you. You can only go so far. Your reach will only go but so long. But when you add someone else, now they can reach twice as far. Now you can reach, rather, twice as far because you've added someone. If you add a third person, now you can reach three times as far, therefore impacting more people. And it goes on and on. And just imagine, as everyone is doing this, every business owner has this concept and understands this. So it is time for our businesses to expand. That's our next topic. That's one of our next biggest topics. And it will be definitely going forward for 2014. It'll be the title and the area that we will be tapping into, all, and definitely leading into 2014 and leading up to our third annual Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. We will be focusing on the expansion of businesses, especially of women business, women-owned businesses. How is your business expanding? And so we will be having little mini summits all year to help you expand. We will be bringing guests onto the broadcast that will be able to help you and focus on expansion, because again, as you seek to expand to help your own business, you automatically are helping the economy. You're helping other people, because in order to expand, remember, the number one thing, you have to bring someone on to your business. And so that right there should be exciting, exciting, exciting. So we have to get ready for that, though. If you're going to work with other people, the problem with working with other people is that there are a couple of main skills you have to have in place in order to do that. Number one, you need leadership skills and abilities, and you need communication skills and abilities. So those are two of the top two skills. You also need teamwork training. You need to be able to, you need conflict resolution management, and you need, it's another one that you need when you bring people on. Did we say team building? Oh, yes. And you need to totally, totally understand motivation, and you need to understand coaching. So coaching for entrepreneurs is one of the trainings that I do. As a matter of fact, I have a class coming up that I'll be teaching down at Essex County College, and that's coaching the new career skill. There's that class, and then I'm going to put one together for them, coaching for entrepreneurs. So far, the coaching, the new career skill is a course, and I know some people are signing up for that, is being offered at Essex County College through their Wise Women's Center. That's under the Continuing Education Department, so you can go online and look it up. Just simply go to www.essex.edu. That's www.essex.edu. and you can find out about that. But those are some of the things that you need in order to get ready for the expansion, because the last thing you want to do is bring people on, partners, employees, staff, and not have those skills in place. You really wouldn't want to do that. So if you don't have a staff already, and even if you do have a staff, you might want to still, not might, but you do want to still take those classes. Leadership and motivation, team building, all those things are not one-shot deals. You may say, well, I've had a leadership class before, and I've had, yes, you do, but those are courses that you take ongoing. It's like lifelong learning. Those are courses that there's always something new to learn in that field, okay? And as every generation changes, okay, people's attitude changes. Even when a generation doesn't change, just when time goes by and people's attitudes change. And so you need to, and the experts out there who develop these programs, they know what to add, and so therefore you would definitely want to stay on top of the latest leadership, motivation, team building, conflict resolution strategies and management, coaching for entrepreneurs. As an entrepreneur, understanding that, and then understanding all the different types of personalities of the customers, so that you'll know as you're approaching various types of customers, you'll understand where they're coming from when it's time to, you know, offer them your products or services. You'll kind of understand. But again, we just wanted to share that information with you, because as entrepreneurs, it's time for us to move to the next level. It's time to go to the next level. And I'm saying that the next level for us entrepreneurs that have already been in it a while, even if you've been here a year or two, it's time to expand. It's time to expand. That's the next level. We can't stay where we are. We have to get out of our comfort zone. We must get out of the box. And so we must think expansion. So that's what we'll be talking about. So I would like to open the phone lines for those of you who want to tell us about your business. Let us hear what your business is. Tell us about your products. Tell us about your service. Tell us how we can get in touch with you. So you're coming to Open Mic on Fridays right here on Blog Talk Radio. We welcome you to All About Entrepreneurs. If it's your first time, I want to give a very special thanks to you for finding us and tuning in. And please share with us any feedback, comments that you may have. We have several places for you to do that. We have several outlets for you to do that right on Facebook. So, again, we don't have the website up yet. It's coming, but some of you know I'm in the middle of a campaign. So I'm running for town council in my city, in the town I live in, so I've been, definitely busy, with a lack of a better word, busy, because there's much to do when you're running for political office. So, but it's been fun. It's been really fun. So far, it's fun. The election is November 5th, so after November the 5th, you will definitely see a totally revamped situation over here. But all you have to do is dial in 347-945-7991, hit the number one key, and we'll answer your, pick up your phone line, open up your phone line, open up your mic, and you can be right on the show, All About Entrepreneurs, which is heard around the world, not just the country, the world. We have people tuning in from, as you've heard, he's dialed in from time to time. Paul Kiriazzi, he's a movie producer. He produces audio movies, and he's worked on many, many TV shows back in the day, if you remember some, like Mission Impossible and many others. But he lived in California for a long time. He now lives in Tokyo, Japan. he is married to a Japanese woman, so it's very awesome. And he calls in from time to time, and he does listen. We also have people who tune into the broadcast from Canada and other parts of Africa. So we're very excited. We have people who tune into the broadcast from around the country and around the world. We have people tuning in from Georgia, Florida, Texas, Ohio, Illinois, Missouri. So we're excited. We're on the West Coast, and we have an awesome another event coming up starting next year. I can't tell you about it right now, but I'm so excited and over the top about that event. But we'll tell you more about that event later on. So we definitely, oh, yes, and we have listeners right here in New Jersey, New York, Delaware, and Philadelphia. So this is Friday morning. It is Friday. This is the day that a lot of people look forward to for many, 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 many reasons, so I don't want to start naming them. Maybe your favorite day of the week. For some people, this is what they call the weekend baby, and they're happy and excited about it. Well, we're happy and excited about so many things. So again, like I was talking about, those local community colleges and or four-year schools. For instance, in Essex County College, which is located like 2 minutes or 2 seconds away from downtown Newark, some of you who were at the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Conference in August, that was downtown Newark. And so just minutes away, like in walking distance, you could have been at Essex County College. Well, that college is, for the first time, they're holding a business week, October 21st through October 24th. Now, yes, it is mostly to get students and staff in the college to know about the business department. Some people, can you believe it? There are actually people who work in the college and have worked there for years. They know very little about the business department. So this is their first time ever holding that event, and that college has been there for many, 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 many years. So the business department, see, they're doing something different. They're like, hey, wait a minute. We can do this. What happens is that when you have a leader, so that's why we want people to get leadership ability and leadership skills. When you have a leader that is willing to expand, that's basically what he's doing. He realized that he had staff already, and he's like, okay, people, let's get something done here. Let's do some things. We can do this. He has instructors. He has full-time instructors, you know, and he has himself. And then he has about, oh, my goodness, 30, 60, probably more than 60 adjunct professors. So he's got his 10 or so full-time instructors, and then he has another 60 or so of us part-time, what they call adjunct instructors, which is like a part-time instructor. So he has us. So he's got more than enough people to really put together a very, very nice, any project he wants, as long as people want to help out. And people usually do want to do things. It expands them as well. So I've been talking about these things, but if you call in 347-945-7991, we will open up your phone line, and we would love to talk to you about your business. And even if you've already called before, you've already shouted out your business, this is another week. You don't know who may listen to the broadcast. Someone may listen this week that didn't listen last time. Not only that, if you have any other comments that you would want to share, maybe you want to share some tip, a business tip that you would like to share with other people. You know, a lot of people have things that they would like to share with somebody else, something you've learned, share your business tip. You know, share a tip with someone, share an up or a down. Share something that, you know, list something that you can say, this happened to me, or this is something that I've experienced as you are running and operating your business, that you would think to yourself, you know what, if I could share that with someone else, it probably would really help them. It probably would really bless them. You can also call in with that. So I think that is going to be, I think I'll do another, a whole nother show day just related to people calling in and sharing their tip. Share your business tip, or share your business experience. Tell us about something that has happened while you were in business that really, really either surprised you, and then, you know what, I think I'll do another day, another show topic where we'll deal with the business culture, the entrepreneurial culture. You know, the entrepreneur's culture is different than the culture of working for someone else. Correct? You agree? Mm-hmm. Yes, so do I. And so maybe we'll do a show. We'll do an entrepreneur culture day, cultural day, where you will call in and tell us, we'll do a culture shock day, where you call in and tell us what really shocked you about being an entrepreneur. What are some of the things that shocked you about being an entrepreneur versus when you were working for someone else? I know, like, one of the probably the biggest, probably most popular shocks for people is that, well, there could be so many, so I don't even want to start naming them, but I can think of a few, right? Yeah, a few shocks. What about the shock of not having to call out sick? That's a cute one, right? Think about it. When you're working for someone, you got to finagle in your mind of how you're going to call out sick, especially if you're not really sick. You got to kind of beef yourself up to do that, right? And that's pretty funny. But when you work for yourself, you no longer have to call out sick. If you want to take a day off, guess what? You just close the store, put the sign up, no business today. Just don't answer your emails or your cell phones. So, yeah, culture shock there for a lot of entrepreneurs when they started their own businesses versus when they were working for someone. It's exciting, though. It's going to be funny. I can't wait for that one. But before we get there, we're going to continue to do open mic for those individuals who want to call in and tell us. All you have to do is dial in 347-945-7991. And when you do that, okay, when you call that number, you will automatically be on the air. Well, you'll have to actually hit your number one key, and then I will open up your mic. So we are having an absolute wonderful time getting ready for all that is about to happen as the year winds down, because we're winding down. Yeah, we're winding this thing down. Can you believe it? I cannot believe that today is September 27th. We are just 3 days away from October. I cannot believe that. When we get to October, you know what that means. It is on, and you know what? It's October, November, December. That's it. We're already celebrating. I can't even believe it. This year went by super duper fast. Now, as we wind down, keep in mind that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Yeah, not Domestic Violence Month. You don't want to go out and do domestic violence. But it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, October. And so support your domestic violence. And there's also a lot of breast cancer. I believe it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month as well. You see a lot of pink around. You'll see a lot of pink around over the next several days leading up to October. And then all throughout October, there will be sponsored events. There will be runs and walkathons, and there will be, I even saw a cancer awareness, breast cancer Zumba activity. So there's all types of creativity floating around, and people are making people aware as they raise money. People are raising money for the cure. They're still looking for all types of cures because there's so many different types of cancer. So there's all kinds of people. There's all kinds of, they need to find many different types of cures. Okay? So definitely look out for that. Also, look out for, between that, there's also the Breast Cancer and Domestic Violence Awareness. A lot of that is going on. And these individuals, what they're doing is they're getting out there, they're making it known. Right, they're making it known that there are solutions and that there are cures for these, and that there are people. So we have a caller.
We're gonna open up your phone line.
And good morning, area code 917. You're on the air with Coach.
Yes, good morning.
Talk to us.
This is Jacqueline Smith from the New York area, and I would like to promote my Avon business this morning.
Go right ahead.
Yes, it's always a pleasure talking to you on Friday Live, and my business is Avon. My website is www.youravon.com/Jacqueline Smith. Or you can do it www.phoneavon.com. Those are the two sites. I do the phoneavon.com because Jacqueline Smith is long. So you can do www.phoneavon.com. And I cover the USA states, all 50 states. You can purchase our products. It is a business opportunity. And also, as you was talking earlier about the breast cancer awareness, we do fundraisers for breast cancer awareness as well as the domestic violence awareness. And Avon is one of the biggest supporters of breast cancer. We do the running. And I just really want you to know that that's an excellent business opportunity with Avon. Also, we have retirement plan. Those of that that's looking to retire in the future, you could start putting some money away for your retirement plan. It's an excellent opportunity for leadership, training other people how to make extra money, empowering men and women. And I've been an Avon representative for 9 years, and I enjoy helping people. So, and my tip, as far as the home-based business, you're not going to make $1 million for the first year, but it's a continuous effort, and your continuous efforts will pay off. Thank you so much for this opportunity. My name is Jacqueline Smith. I'm with Avon. And if you want to reach me, you can reach me at 1-888-269-2616. Thank you so much for this opportunity to listen.
Wow. That is totally awesome. And that sounds very, very exciting. You're in the business. Somehow I'm getting a little bit of feedback, so I'm not sure what that is. But yes, absolutely. There are so many wonderful businesses that people can do, and I know Avon to be one of those that works very, very well. So it's been around for a very long time, and we wish you all the best and success in your business. So just tell us one more time, and also kudos to you and the work that you all do with both breast cancer awareness and domestic violence awareness, because so many people do suffer from domestic violence, and they don't, and they have, sometimes they have no clue of, you know, what to do and where to turn and who to turn to. So we, you know, we know that's very, very good that you're doing that.
Thank you. Great.
So,
excuse me, you had wanted me to get the website done tomorrow, you had said?
Yes, do that so people can definitely make sure that people have that.
All right, thank you. The website is www.phone, like a telephone, phone, avon.com. Thank you so much.
Okay. Wonderful. So we thank you. You know, I tell you, it's really, you know, wonderful that, you know, people start their businesses or make a success of their business. So I was just getting a little bit of feedback, so I just had to switch back over the mic because it was just getting a little feedback there. But so that's wonderful. And other businesses, if you want to call in, you can dial in. The call-in number is 347-945-7991. And you do have a little bit more time to call in. We'll be on the air for a little while longer here. And so we are very, very excited to be offering this program all about entrepreneurs, getting the word out to people about the program so that people can know what we're doing, all right, so people can understand what we're doing, and then get out there and help people. You know, there are a lot of people who want to go into business. Sometimes, you know, we're in business, and, you know, we take it for granted, but there are a lot of people who also would love to be in business just like you. They would love to be able to manage their own business, and they would love to be able to, you know, host their own business. They would love to be able to be in business the same way you're in business, so... Definitely. You know, this is a great, great opportunity. And if you want to expand your business, if you want to grow your business, you definitely want to plug in to shows like this and other shows. Like I said, there are many things that are going to be happening. You got the college. There are all kinds of things happening down at the college, in the college where you live. Get out there, meet people, network with people in those colleges, okay? If you network with people in those colleges and universities, you never know who you might meet, okay? You meet new people that you can, that might be a potential customer for you. Meet people that might be some type of partner for you, someone that you can possibly partner with, and meet people that you can, maybe a supplier of some sort. person that you may be able to get some type of materials from, do business with, as we do business with others. So, it's a great, great, great opportunity. Great opportunity to meet new people. Great opportunity to learn something new. Learn something new. Okay, so that's what I know, and that's what I wanted to share with you today. And I think we kept the phone lines open long enough for our broadcast this morning for anyone that wanted to call in. So we've heard from Jacqueline. She talked about her Avon business, and she gave you a way to get in touch with her, go back and listen to the whole archive, and that way you'll get all of her contact information. And that's all we have for today. We thank you for tuning in, and we will be back on Monday. So we'll have some exciting business for you on Monday, but now we're going to go out and hit the campaign trail. I wish you much success in whatever you're going to do for today, and thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in and sharing your business. Until next time, stay powerful, stay blessed, and if you're an entrepreneur, make sure you go out there and make business happen for yourself, and when you do that, you're making something happen for someone else. What a way to go. All right, All About Entrepreneurs is over right here on Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.